This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Clancy Dubos. So last week, there was a federal judge, not a federal judge, a county circuit judge that was arrested relative to secreting a illegal immigrant that happened to be before her court on other charges. His name, Eduardo Flores Ruiz. He was deported back in 2013 pursuant to a removal order. No one really knows how he got back into the country, when or where. But on April 18th, Ruiz was in Judge Hannah Dugan's court of the Milwaukee County Circuit Court. And he was there for a preliminary pretrial hearing on three misdemeanor counts of battery and domestic abuse with the infliction of physical pain or injury. He basically punched a person about 30 times. The victims were actually in attendance for the hearing. And prior to the start of the hearing, U.S. immigration officials, they were ICE, Customs, they had a couple of FBI and a couple of DEA, they're in plain clothes. They coordinating with the sheriff's office there that is the security of the courthouse, telling them about their presence, why they're there, and everything else. The deputy asked them just to make sure that they would effect the arrest on the warrant that they had after the hearing of this individual who was facing these charges. Well, the judge finds out. So what does the judge do? The judge goes out there and challenges the authority of the federal officials, saying that they're not supposed to be in their court and that they can only be in the public areas. When the question is asked is if the hallway of the court is considered a public area in this building, of course, the judge didn't have an answer because she knew damn well it was, but she wasn't going to sit there and advise them that it was. So she did what all honest and truthful people do, talk to the chief judge. In other words, I'm telling you to get out, and maybe you'll find a chief judge, maybe you won't. They find a chief judge. The chief judge says the hallway is public space. So problem resolved, right? Well, there were two judges that had to go out there and get into the face of federal officials as it relates to this issue because they were very unhappy. It was obvious that they're not in favor of immigration enforcement, not by any stretch of the imagination. They did not want to see anything happen there. So what's interesting about this case, though, is that because this individual was removed from this country before in an expedited manner, the existing law is he's not entitled to a hearing. He's not entitled to anything. He's not entitled to due process. All they have to do is make sure and ensure that the individual that they're looking for and the individual that stands in front of them is one and the same. And lo and behold, how are they able to do that? They had fingerprints. But for this particular case, that's not enough, right? Because this is the special class that we've created. You and me and others, we can arrest citizens in this country on fingerprint evidence all day long. We can establish probable cause. We can do all kinds of things with this. But when it comes to an illegal immigrant, not so fast. We've created a special class. Fingerprint evidence is not good enough for these judges. So obviously the judge was very irritated. She found out that, you know, the immigration officials are waiting outside to deport this individual. She's got victims of abuse sitting in a court waiting on this preliminary hearing. So what does this judge do? Before the hearing even starts, the judge allows the defendant, who is sitting out in the audience, to go sit in the jury box, calls up the lawyer, and basically choreographs their escape, allows the lawyer and the defendant to leave out of a door that is typically used for jurors going to a jury room and deputies escorting inmates back and forth to the jail through a separate corridor that doesn't come in contact with the public spaces. So she escorts them to the hallway where they are able to leave the building without anybody knowing. My suspicion, although that hasn't come out just yet, is that someone told them what was going on, and the ICE officers went outside. They ended up in a they ended up in a foot chase, and they ultimately caught the individual. Now, if we are to assume that all of these facts are in fact true, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that she's committed obstruction of justice. She has no part in what she's trying to participate in to secrete this defendant from federal law enforcement officials. But this is what happens. This is the byproduct of the Trump derangement syndrome. Because obviously, the only outcome of an immigration arrest is anarchy. Is only caused by anarchy, right? The only other outcome is that you violate all of their substantive and procedural due rights. That could be the only outcome. We have a couple of cases working their way through the courts, but this can be the only outcome. Is that this administration or any other, has never really deported anybody legally, right? Because remember, this individual's not entitled to a hearing. He's not entitled to anything. He's already been removed in an expedited fashion. And it just so happens that federal law dictates all of this. So it's hard to think about where do we go from here? There are those that are spinning this, that this is an attempt by the Trump administration to go after judges that he hates. I doubt very seriously he knows anything about this judge. I think he does now. But the interesting thing about this is that, you know, if we had a citizen arrested subject, or citizen who was in that court, just replace it with a citizen, everybody would have been accommodating to the federal authorities to arrest them. I've been there, done that. I know exactly what would have happened. Once that preliminary hearing was over, the deputy in that court would have said to the defendant and the defense lawyer to follow them to the hallway that the public doesn't have access to. And you know where that arrest would have been? Would have happened? Would not in the public hallway, in the private hallway on the way to the jail. Why? Because that would be the most safe and secure place for it to occur. It is amazing that these judges would stand in the way of federal law enforcement officials, never for a citizen, ever. How many cases and how many reports have you seen where judges are secreting citizen defendants in a criminal trial, whether it is a civil or a criminal warrant for them? In my 40 years, never. It's never happened. Because no one's above the law. Because they understand in an ordered and structured society, this is the way it works. We talk about separation of families. We do this every day. Every day you arrest a mother, you arrest a father, that have children, you're separating the family. All of a sudden, we've created a special class in this country. Because we are ideologically at odds with the present administration and when this administration was in office before. Interestingly, though, in the first 4 years of the Obama administration, the deporter in chief, there were more deportations than any other president, probably, I think, in the history of the country. But never do you hear of judges standing in the way of an arrest of a citizen. And then what they do is they characterize this whole series of events at this courthouse as an attack on what? They raise their right hand as well. The judge wasn't the only person that took an oath. Each and every one of those six individuals standing out there in that public hallway took an oath of office to the Constitution and laws of the United States, the Constitution and laws of the state of Wisconsin, and the ordinances of Milwaukee County. So the judge makes this decision to stand in the way of an attempt to do this. And now the judge is arrested for obstruction of justice, as well she should be. Because going back to what Democrats have been talking about for a long time in their attack, in their utilization of lawfare against this administration, there is no one above the law. Except if you're assisting an illegal alien. We'll be right back. We'd love to hear from you. We'll go to the talk lines, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.